I like to talk about being centered because I do get a lot of messages from different people expressing their worries and thoughts about the events of the world. A lot of people express to me that this is a very strong time and they're going through things, or they're also their internal process of what they're going through, they're relating to what is going on in the world. They're reflecting on the events of the world, of the craziness in the world, and they're attaching that to what's going on inside themselves. And they're making a bundle out of it and saying, this is a very strong, crazy time, and look what's going on in the world, and blah, 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 blah. Whether it's natural disasters, things happen like in Bahamas, or different things happening in the world, they're concerning their issues about human beings, whether mass murdering animals or abusing animals, or the land, coming through the land, destroying the forest, polluting the air, polluting the water. A lot of people are concerned about 5G technology, that it's evil and it's radioactive. A lot of different stories, a lot of different concerns of different things happening in the world, as well as the internal process of the person. Number one is, I need to share this with you, and this is coming from direct experience, that within yourself, when you go deep inside yourself to the core of yourself, to the center of yourself, is you will discover that it's completely silent and quiet and still. And there is nothing going on in your own center. It's very, very still and quiet. And you discover this when you are in the nature. If you go somewhere that you feel very connected to, you're in the nature, you get away from all the blah, 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 and your mind quiets down, and you're not engaged with your emotional attachments. Let's say you're in a relationship with someone, a romantic relationship, or with your children, family, whatever, and you have disconnected from that. And so it's quiet. You're not involved with your financial turmoil. You're not involved with the world events. And then you feel very peaceful and quiet. And all these stories that were bothering you, and they were a big deal, temporarily, they disappear temporarily. They're not there. And you just become super calm and quiet. Then you come back to the world. You come back to your ordinary life. And you're watching the news. You're on your computer paying attention to what's going on. You're watching the TV. You're listening to other people. And you get involved into the drama of life. And it sucks you back in. And then you get attached, or you get really involved with your internal drama. And the world comes back. I call it the world. And the craziness comes back. And the chaos and the turmoil within you begin. It starts again. I put a post last week. The post says on Instagram, Facebook, it says, all is well. And, a number of different people wrote back to me that, how could that be, you know? I can only say all is well when every human being on this planet is taken care of, and all war and all this destruction has stopped, and only then I can say all is well. And how can you say this? Well, because I know all is well. Everything is exactly where it needs to be. Every single thing. There's nothing in existence happening right now that it's not supposed to be exactly this way. Nothing. Every single thing which is happening is exactly supposed to be in this way. Her Majesty, the Supreme Soul, you can call it God or the Spirit, Universal Intelligence, is absolutely 100% in control of every single event that happens in this, on this planet. Nothing happens outside of the will of the Grand Spirit. So what seems to be wrong or injustice or out of alignment is absolutely the way it needs to be, and it is. So things appear to us that they're chaotic and they're wrong and shouldn't be, or it's human's fault, we're doing something wrong, we shouldn't be doing these things. We're unconscious, but in the very core of existence, it's exactly the way it's supposed to be. And you discover this through meditation. You discover this when you learn how to be centered, when you learn how to be here, here, right now, in this place, centered. When you pay attention, and that's very important, pay attention here, right now. Don't be dizzy. Be here, right now. Listening, being alert, paying attention in this moment, rather than being distracted with something else. In this place, you connect to your own center, you come here, and in you're centered, and you're not attached to the pendulum. Because there's a pendulum going on. There's the up and down, up and down. And your ups and downs are depending on the other events, other world's events, outside of yourself. Means that when you're getting some good news and things are going your way, you're up, everything is good, you're happy. And when you get the bad news, something's not going your way, you crash and you feel you're miserable. Because your attention and your well-being is, you have set yourself up through the wrong conditioning that your well-being is depending on what is going on in the other world, outside of yourself. If things go my way, then I'm very happy and I'm satisfied. And when things don't go my way, I'm miserable. So therefore, you're going to be up and down all the time and you won't be centered. Being centered means that you're steady. You have found the core within yourself and you are identifying with your own core, which has no movements. It has no ups, no downs. Your core does not have up and down. Your core is always still and steady. So somebody walks into the room and tells you that, look, they just, 5 minutes ago, there was a major nuclear bomb went off in another country, or there's a big war going on, or there's a major tsunami came and wiped out New York City, you're still inside yourself. You're not going crazy. Oh my God, that happened. Oh, this is the end of the world. And then 5 minutes, so you're crying out, you're wigging out, and you're getting ready to jump off of the window because this happened. And then half an hour after, you find out that, you know what? It was April Fool's Day and somebody just made a joke on you. So that event never happened. But yet you flipped over Or even if the event happened, you still did not stay in your center. The master, the Buddha, the person who does meditation, the person who works on themselves, they always stay in their center. It doesn't matter what kind of news they hear, good news, bad news, they remain in their own center and they don't fluctuate. Their fluctuation is very, very little. I'm not saying they don't show emotions, they don't get happy or they don't get sad, but they do experience emotions, but they're not identified with it. There's a major difference, a world difference. And the quality of your life can completely change if you understand this, if you begin to practice and implement this way of being in your life by remaining center all the time. And the only way you can exercise this is when you get some news, especially when you get bad news. And that's the only time, I mean, that's the major time that you can practice being still and not going up and down. Let's use some examples so this becomes more clear, so it's not a vague concept. What I mean by being centered and being still is that, let's say, for example, it's just a very simple situation that you're working somewhere, okay, and you got a job, you have a steady job, you're making very good money, everything looks like it's going well, and, you know, because you have a steady job, you know, you bought a car, so you have a car payment, you bought a house, you have a house payment, so it's all, you got all these different payments to pay. But because you have a steady job, everything is going well and you can afford everything. And then one day out of nowhere, your boss comes and calls you into to his or her office and tells you that we no longer need you to work for us. So we're going to let you go. So basically you're fired or you're laid off. You go home and you start wigging out. You start crying out. You're emotionally, you're a mess. You're calling your mom, you're calling your dad, you're calling your friends. You think your life is going to end because you got fired or you got laid off. So one reaction is that you're really up and down in a big mess. The meditator, the Buddha, stays in their center. Their boss comes and tells them, look, you're fired. We no longer need you, or we have to lay you off for whatever reason, and stays in the center. And the reaction is, okay, maybe you ask, why am I getting fired or whatever, but they stay in their center. Okay, fine. They come home and they just stay in their center. They stay quiet. They're not starting calling all over, telling everybody I got fired or I got laid off or there's been some injustice done to me and why am I a victim and why is this happening to me and blah, blah, blah. They just stay centered, calm, quiet, centered. And from that place, they're thinking, the person is thinking, okay, what's my next option? What do I do now? So how do I deal with this situation? I need to look for another job, or I need to go in business for myself, or what do I do? How much money I have? How long can I survive without getting another job? And they're weighing their options from a very calm, collected place instead of a chaotic place of dealing with things. Means instead of reacting from a chaotic place, this person is reacting from a calm, collected place and weighing their options. Now, the next day, they get another phone call from the same place and their boss says, can you come back? And you go back to work and they say, I'm sorry, you know what? I made a mistake. or I looked at somebody else's file, I fired the wrong person. We apologize. We love you. We want you to be here. We want you to work here. So the situation resolved itself automatically. Now, that's one example. Same thing can happen in a relationship. Somebody breaks up with you today, and 2 days, a week after, they come back and tell you, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I don't know what I was thinking about. Pay attention to this part, and you get challenged every day in life. This happens regularly. And what you want to do is you want to exercise and implement this on a regular basis in your daily life by not reacting. Practice non-reaction. Bring not reacting into your life. Something happened, you get some bad news, don't react. Exercise not reacting. Stay calm and see what happens. See what happens in your life. You're going to be amazed of the magic that appears on your daily life. I know it sounds kind of crazy, and I know some of you may think like, what do you mean not reacting? Somebody just did some injustice to me, and you're telling me not to respond and just be quiet. But you will be amazed what happens. This is one of the secrets of spirituality. This is a path that if you want to get to the top of the mountain, and you want to come to liberation and free yourself from the bondage, from the slavery that you live in, if you don't want to be a slave anymore and free yourself, then you have to master this. And the only way you're going to master it is by practicing it, especially in the situation, in the action, in the main time when it's happening. And you can start doing it with little things, implementing it in little things. Both things don't go your way, and things make you happy. You get some super exciting news, and normally your reaction is to get really high and jump up and down and start calling everybody that this has happened. You do the same thing. You don't react. You begin to practice not reacting to things. You stay calm. Somebody you know, you have an encounter with, and something happens, you get in a conversation or confrontation, and they may tell you some really hurtful things. Really hurtful things, and it's not true. And you just stay centered and you listen to it and you don't react. Wait for 24 hours. Don't react to things. Start to practice this. Bring this in your everyday practice of not reacting to things. Whatever it is, just stay centered and see what happens. I can't really tell you the details of what will happen. You have to try it yourself. But start with 24 hours. Your partner calls you and tells you you're an asshole, just don't answer. Just stay quiet and wait. I know you're dying to fire back, and especially if they're wrong, you know, you've done everything right and somebody calls you and tells you you're an asshole or you're a cheater or you don't show up or whatever, and you just want to cut their head off. Anger and emotions coming out of you, and you just want to cut their head off. But don't react. Do not answer back. Just stay calm and stay centered. Look at it this way, that this person has appeared in your life in this very time and moment to challenge you. In this very moment, they showed up as your guru, as your teacher. Your teacher has appeared in the form of this person as an asshole to be rude to you. And you just stay centered as if you're in meditation. You look, you don't react, and you go. And then see what happens after. Get in the practice of doing that. Then you, because this is what it is. What is the sound of one hand clapping? One hand is clapping. This is clapping. Right? So what is the sound of one hand clapping? There is no sound because you need two hands to clap to make noise. If the other hand is not there, there is no sound. Let's say you're playing ping pong with someone. And you're playing ping pong. There's nobody on the other end. So you hit the ball and the ball goes on the other side and there's no one there to reflect it back to you. So is there a game? Can you play a game of ping pong by yourself? Can you have a fight or an argument in your relationship with somebody if they don't respond back to you? Somebody comes and they threw up. They burst into anger and yelling and screaming at you, and they're dumping their stuff on you. They're dumping their shit on you. They're projecting their stuff on you. And you've been practicing this. So you're calm and quiet and you don't respond. So what happens? So I come to you and I'm telling you, Jessica, you're an asshole. You're a cheater. You don't show up. You don't take your responsibility. You're not taking care of the kids. You're not washing the dishes. You're not taking the kids to school. You're always trying to get out of your part, your ends of the work and responsibilities and blah, 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 blah. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. And you're standing there or sitting there and you're listening, but you don't respond. You don't say anything. So for 10 minutes, this person is saying all these things and you're just sitting there. Even though inside, you know, you may be boiling, you're cooking. You can feel like, you know, the tension is arising, your emotions, your body temperature is rising. Your blood pressure is rising and, you know, your face is getting red. You're getting angry, but you don't respond. You just practice this. You just stay calm and quiet and you don't say anything. And then I want to see how long this argument is going to last. For how long is this person going to be firing at you? 10 minutes? 15 minutes, half an hour, and then what happens? They're shooting, they're playing ping pong, they're hitting the ball towards you, but you're not responding back. So then you have disarmed this person because you're not responding back. You're calm and quiet and still. So then there cannot be an argument there. They cannot one hand clapping. An argument requires two people to participate in it. It can't just be a one person argument because no matter how fiery the person is, they're gonna go blah, blah, blah and express their anger and keep going. To what point? Finally, they get tired because you're not responding back. Or maybe your response at the end is, thank you. They go off on you and you say, okay, thank you. Oh, okay, I heard you. Thank you. And that's it. Nothing about defending yourself. And then the argument is over. It's finished. And wait for 24 hours. If you want to fire back, wait for 48 hours. Wait for a few days. Or wait for 6 months. Let's say, for example, you are parking your car and somebody pulls over and they take your parking spot. And you're really upset because it was your parking spot. You were going to park the car there and they just jumped in front of you. Or you're in a grocery store and you're in a line and somebody jumps in front of you. Or you're in a coffee shop and somebody jumps in front of you and take your turn. And you're really upset. Wait and don't say anything. And imagine in that moment, will you be still upset 6 months from that time? 6 months after, are you still going to be upset? Things that have made you angry in the moment, look back right now. Go back to 6 months ago. Think about some of the things that really got you angry and you were really pissed off and you wanted to kill. You wanted blood. You were angry. That same thing, is it still bothering you? Or are you just laughing at it right now when you think about it? There's no charge. The charge is gone. So that's how this world is being run. The way it's being run is by reaction, because you are reacting. You are falling into the fear and you're reacting. You're falling into your emotion, whatever that is. You just heard some really bad news that happened somewhere in the world. And that news triggered something in you. It has stimulated your emotions. And now you're reacting to it. And of course, your reaction, you justify that. Your justification is, how can I be ignorant to thousands of people dying in Bahama? How can I be ignorant when people are suffering? How can I be ignorant to injustice, the hunger in the world? Zarathustra, how could you be ignorant to millions of animals being slaughtered or being treated really badly, or the land being destroyed, the water being polluted? How can you be ignorant to it? Okay? People come to me and tell me, as a spiritual teacher, how can you be ignorant to these events? It's not that I'm ignorant to the events. I'm far from being ignorant. It's the more you don't react and get engaged with the worldly events, no matter how real they are, how real they seem to be, how justified they are, the less you're engaged with them, the further they become from your reality, and the more they begin, a phenomena takes place. They begin to lose their sense of reality. At first, they're very solid. You're looking at something, it's like a solid building in front of you. It's a very, very real building, and you can touch it. There's concrete, there's bricks. It's a solid building in front of you. You're standing in front of it. And if you bang your head against it, you break your head. You cannot deny how solid this building is. The more you become centered and indifferent to the story, the more you practice that, the more your attention goes to one-pointedness, the more your mind becomes quiet, you're turning your attention inward and you're still. You're connected to the stillness. You're connected to one point. You don't go anywhere. You don't go up. Don't go down. You are centered. Your attention is inwards, focused on your own center. The more you do this, the more the other world, the world outside, begin to lose its grip. You begin to see that it's not real. It loses its reality. It begins to appear, to show itself that it's an illusion. It's not real. It looked like it was real. It felt like it was real. It touched like it was real, but it's not. It's not even there. It's non-existing. It's a projection of the mind. The mind is creating it. As the mind has created your reality, it's a creation of the mind. It's a false projection. It makes it look like it's real, but it's not. It's not even there. And the more you get centered, the more you become quiet, the more you're non-reactive, you're not reacting to events, the more everything starts to calm down and become quiet. I'll use an example. Let me use another example, okay? Now, you get really triggered about the world events, about all these different things that are happening all over the world. You're very passionate about it. You're very concerned about it. And it really, rightfully, you feel like you need to do something about it. Why? Why is that? Why you get so upset about there's a war somewhere in Africa, or there is some sort of thing happening in South America or whatever? If you don't get the news, okay, today, in today's technology, the news floats around very easily. But if you don't get the news, then you won't know anything about it. So if you don't know about it, then you're not triggered. You get triggered because you hear about it. So you're hearing these different kind of news and stories, but how much of these news and the stories that you're hearing from different things happening around the world are your direct experience? How much of it is really happening to you directly right now? Is this your own direct experience? Are you going through a major thing like a hurricane or a war or something? Is this what you're going through right now? Is this your experience? Or this is a story you have heard, you're watching on the news, and it's triggering you and you're reacting to it? Is this something directly happening to you? Because if not happening to you, if something's not directly happening to you, then it's not your direct experience. It's a story you're hearing. It's not your direct experience. You're not directly experiencing this. There is a big difference in between direct experience and a story you're hearing. And that's how you're being manipulated around the world and in this life, because you're conditioned. Pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm going to repeat this again. You don't know that you are conditioned. You have no idea that you're brainwashed. You're conditioned, you're brainwashed to react. And that's how you're being controlled. And that's how you're in a prison. You're in a prison cell. It looks like you have your own freedom and you can go to any country you want to travel, you go travel, you want to buy something, you can buy something, you can change your car, your hairstyle, you can sleep with someone or change partner. Whatever you want to do, it appears to be that you are free, but you're not. You're in a prison, you're in a cell, Right now, in this very moment, you're in a prison cell because you're conditioned here. You're conditioned to react to things. As soon as they give you a story, they know how you're going to be reacting towards that story. So you're controlled by the story. So you want to wake up from this place you're in and stop reacting to things. And until you don't do it, you don't know. Until you stop acting to things, whether stories from the outside of yourself, the story you hear from other world, or your inner stories. Until you learn how to not react, you would never know. Because that's the only reality you've had all of your life, to react. No one ever taught you not to react. Because everyone around you reacts. Your school, your education, the church, the army, the country, the government, everything, the media around you from childhood, you've been brainwashed to react. Unless you grew up in a highly conscious family, or you grew up in Tibet and you grew up as a Tibetan monk or whatever, and they kept from childhood been teaching you being still and in stillness, which is very small percentage of human beings going through it. The rest of majority of human beings, they're bombarded by this program, conditioning to react. So you don't know anything else. This is the reality you have. You think this is what it is. And then you're up and down all the time. You're getting all these bad news and you're tricked all the time. The world is, Zarathustra, oh my God, the world is coming to an end. We're in a very, very powerful time. I don't know what's happening. I have so many people on Facebook, Instagram, emailing me, calling me, constantly asking me, help us, help me. I'm going through so much stuff. You're going through so much stuff because you don't know how to stay still, because your attention is on your emotions. That's why you're going through stuff. Your emotions are up. You're happy. You're not going to call me and tell me life is good and you need my help. You're only going to think about me when you're going through things. When everything's going your way, you don't need me. You only come to me when your life is miserable. Rightfully, I mean, if I don't have a headache, I'm not going to take a couple of aspirins because I don't have any pain. The only time I think about aspirins or Advil is when I have pain. Why would I take them when I don't need them? So you're asking me, how can I get free? First, we have to show you where is your prison. You know, I'm trying to point it out to you, is because you identify with your emotions and you identify with your thought pattern. With your thoughts, you believe what you're thinking is who you are. You believe your thought patterns are real. That's who you are. You're identifying with your thoughts. Well, your mind is being controlled because your mind is being by the media, and the information which is being inputted in you is controlling your thought patterns. So, and right now at this stage in our lives, in the world, there's a lot of information out there and there's a lot of electromagnetic waves out there. So you're bombarded by thoughts, by electromagnetic waves. So your mind is stimulated continuously and you're identifying with your mind. You think you're your thought patterns, so it's driving you crazy. You're in anxiety. Then you're identifying with your emotions. You think you are your emotions. So you feel good. is who you are. You feel bad is who you are. You wake up in the morning feeling depressed. You think you're depression. You wake up in the morning, you feel lonely and you don't have anyone in your life. Then you become that emotion. So you're identifying with these emotions. You're getting all the news in the world and they're constantly pumping you with all these different stuff. Chaos is happening. There is war, there is hurricanes, there is drought, people are dying, we're all going to die, the world is going to end, there is no hope. So that stimulates you and already drives you crazy. So you already have this stuff inside you and you get bombarded from the stuff from the outside and you feel like you're going to go crazy. Sometimes you just want to go, oh my God, what is happening? The world is in chaos. This is the same world that it was around 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 500 years ago. Nothing's changed. People are still going to be born and people are still going to die. The planets, they turn around each other. Planet Earth turns around the sun. The day turns to night, the night turns to day. Seasons gonna turn, rotate. Nothing's changed. Everything is in perfect order as it was before. You don't need to worry about it. You only have one job, your awareness. Your job is to be aware of what is going on. You are aware. Awareness is aware. So you can hear your thoughts. You can see your emotions and you're observing your body. And all these three are changing all the time. But awareness remains the awareness. Awareness doesn't come and it doesn't go. It doesn't change. Awareness remains the awareness. If you want freedom, one of the steps, of course, meditation, what it does is calm your mind down, calms you down, calms your nervous system down when you're meditating. And then when you come out of the meditation, you can swing. You can go from being very peaceful into chaos because you were very peaceful for half an hour, 1 hour. And then what happens is that you get identified with the events, whether they're internal or external, and then you go back into the chaos. But the meditation helps you to discover this place inside yourself and identifying with this place. So now I'm going to go back to this place. As I mentioned to you, I'm not ignorant to the world's events or not having any compassion. It's on the contrary. But how do I help the world by not being engaged with it? How do I do that? How do I help the world if I don't pay attention to the news? How do I help the world? Because majority of people thinking they need to be involved with the world to help it. Oh, how can I be ignorant to what happened in Bahamas? Well, what can you do? By worrying and being in stress and being an emotional mess, do you think you're going to help and bring comfort? You bring more comfort and transmit more peace and healing energy by being quiet and calm, compassionate, full of love, from calmness than from chaos. The more you get engaged with the world events, the more you become a part of the chaos. How are you going to bring any silence and love and healing energy? By worry and anxiety. the more you are calm and quiet and not reacting to situations, the more healing and love energy and equilibrium and balance you're offering to your surrounding. And that's what I do. I bring peace where I go, equilibrium, balance, wherever I go, because it's in my surrounding. It's animating wherever I go. And that's what the Buddha does. That's what you do. You don't react to the situations, and you stay calm and quiet. And through that, you have created a very powerful energy field of silence, peace, and healing. And that transmits to your surrounding, wherever you are. And that's what this world needs. Not more chaos, not more nervous people, not more people who are in anxiety. And we have enough of that. We need the Buddhas. And the Buddha, you look at the statue of the Buddha, what does Buddha do? He's sitting quiet, calm, in peace. That's what we need. And that's my job, to educate and create Buddhas. That's what the Academy, Fifth Dimensional Academy of Higher Consciousness, is to produce more Buddhas, because that's what the world needs. And a part of that education is to become a Buddha, is we have to learn not to react. Stay calm and practice that, mastering that calmness, quiet, silence, peace. You can't ask for peace in the world if you're not peaceful inside. How can you expect that? You can't ask for peace around the world by being angry. You can't ask for human beings to treat other animals with love if you're angry inside, because now you're exporting the vibrations of anger. You're creating more distortion in the world. You want harmony in the world, you have to come to harmony yourself first. If you can't do this with yourself, how do you expect the world to change? Because you can't even do it with yourself. You can't even be calm. How are you expecting the world to be calm? You understand what I'm saying? You see that? So we have to work on ourselves. And yeah, maybe in the process you're working on yourself, you have to be selfish. Be selfish, work on yourself, and find balance and calmness. Because once you're done, you're going to be helping millions of people. When you become the Buddha, when you learn how to be centered and not react to no matter what happens, you stay centered, still inside, stillness. You stay still. You're not reacting. Then you're animating that vibration to your surrounding, and you bring peace. And you serve humanity far more than being angry, writing on Facebook, writing messages, writing all these comments about this and that, and expressing your anger all the time. There's millions of people like that. We don't need any more angry people on the planet. We need peaceful people. That's what we need, who are peaceful within. And by peaceful, I don't mean we're pushover. I don't mean that people will come and walk all over us. No, 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 no. No, ma'am. No, sir. That's not what I mean. No, that's not it. Being peaceful and centered doesn't mean you're passive and people will come and rape you and steal from you and beat you and do whatever they want. No, 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 no. That's not it. That's not how you are. when you're centered and you're in this place, you develop incredible amount of power. Tremendous amount of power is being produced around you because you're in silence. Silence is way more powerful than action and words. You build your energy inside you. You become really powerful and mighty. So you're not going to be a pushover. Far from that. You have created an incredible energy field around yourself. That energy field affects everything in your surrounding, sometimes within kilometers around you. Wherever you go, that energy field is being affected. Yeah, people think that by practicing being silent, calm, non-reacting, still means you're weak. People who don't know it, they haven't practiced it, they haven't developed their power within themselves through being still, may think that, oh, everyone's going to know. That is not true at all, because the energy starts to build up, get stronger, stronger, and develop a very large magnitude. And that goes with you wherever you go. And a dark force feels that. Someone evil, whatever that is, I'm using it as a word, they don't dare messing around with you. They can feel your power. You're quiet, but you have power. But you don't demonstrate your power because you're not operating from your ego. You're holding the space, but nobody dares to come and invade or intrude into your space. They can feel it, so they respect it. Because you're operating from centeredness. You're centered. And wherever you go, you become noticeable. Because you are become a torch of light. You bring light to wherever you go. Into the darkness of the world, you bring light. And that's what we're doing here. That's what we're working on. Duplicating this light, spreading it all over the world to bring light into the darkness, to bring awareness and consciousness. That's why we're not going to be reacting like the rest of the world, because then we're one of them in the same mess. And who's going to help them? Now, if we want to be of service with them, we have to be centered, calm, collected, and balanced. Good. Send you my love. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Namaste.